You and I are really solving puzzles across the dial.
And we do it every Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific.
That's IP Frequently. And trust us, you'll be glad.
Everybody's talking at me.
Yo, Chuck Wilder here. And I've got Nick at the network. We're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Today's guest, Michael Cutler, returns. His latest, Biden seeks to prove that crime pays. And in the second hour, Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, with his latest cover-up con. 44 jabbed athletes get coronavirus. Oh, very interesting story. Speaking of coronavirus, let me throw that aside there. Thank you very much. Normally on Fridays, I've been having Judd Garrett. He had some important things to do, and so Mike Cutler will be here. However, yesterday, if you were listening, I was talking with Leo Homan, and we were talking about Aaron Rodgers, and Judd Garrett just happens to have an interesting article that kind of ties in with that. It's called Immunize. Let me give this to you. Last week, Aaron Rodgers tested positive for COVID, which set off a firestorm throughout the media and the NFL because it was revealed that he was not vaccinated but had stated that he was immunized back in August. Rodgers claims that he is in the crosshairs of the woke mob, media trying to shame and out and cancel all of us not vaccinated people, calling you selfish for making a decision that's in the best interest of your body. This is the exact opposite stance that the media took toward Simone Biles or any of the other players who opted out last season because of COVID. In those cases, individuals making decisions that they believe were in their best interest of their bodies were not called selfish, they were called heroic. And Rodgers also claims that saying that the vaccines are a blanket all that ails you, in my opinion, is wrong and reckless. And saying that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated is a total lie. He pointed out that the media is calling unvaccinated people the most dangerous people in society. Well, the same week Rodgers tested positive for COVID, Denver quarterback Drew Locke, who is vaccinated, also tested positive, which required his vaccination teammate, Teddy Bridgewater, to produce a negative test in order to play on Sunday. And this turn of events proves that the vaccinated can get COVID and spread it to the vaccinated. Drew Locke was just as much a threat to his teammates as Rodgers. Yet he escaped the media onslaught only because he took a vaccine that didn't work. The COVID numbers in the NFL questions the efficacy of the vaccines as well. In 2020, when there were no vaccines, 216 players tested positive for COVID. Halfway through the 2021 season, over 94% of the players vaccinated, 124 players have tested positive. And they're on pace for the 248 positive tests, which means that the vaccines have produced only a slight reduction in cases. The fact that vaccinated people can get the virus and spread the virus as easily as unvaccinated people torpedoes the argument that we must get vaccinated to protect others. The lack of vaccine efficiency is shown in the general population as well. During the months, 10 months that is, of March through December of 2020, when there were no vaccines, the United States recorded a total of 352,000 COVID deaths. During the 10 months of January to October 2021, with the vaccine rates reaching as high as 65%, the United States recorded a total of 353,000 deaths from COVID. There have been more COVID deaths with the vaccines than without it. And during both years of the pandemic, there have been zero deaths among NFL players due to COVID, which means the legality of the virus to the NFL players has been nil. So, coercing players into taking medication they don't need whose efficacy is in question and is only authorized for emergency use, is dangerous. What happens 5 to 10 years from now if some of these players develop long-term debilitating side effects from these vaccines? The FDA will wipe their hands clean, hiding behind the emergency use defense, claiming that NFL players took the vaccines at their own risk. But the players will be able to sue the NFL and their teams to recoup the millions of lost wages caused by their careers being cut short by the vaccines that they were coerced into taking by the league. One of the main reasons why there is a vaccine hesitancy in this country is the politicization of the virus and the vaccines. The virus has been exploited from day one. Democrats used it to discredit Trump in their attempt to win the presidency. And they've been exploiting this virus every day since to grab more and more power over the American people. The Democrats rule through fear. They strike the fear of God into citizens, and then they use that fear to empower themselves. It's such a cynical and destructive way to approach politics. Many people don't trust the vaccines because they do not trust the people who are the most vocal vaccine advocates. During the presidential campaign, both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris said they would not take the vaccine because Trump helped produce them. Now that they're in power, they're all on board with the vaccines Trump was touting. And they're using vaccine hesitancy, which they helped to create, to shame people and take away basic human rights. These people's blind pursuit of power have endangered many people's lives through COVID-19. Dr. Fauci has lied over and over and over and over again. He lied about masks. He lied about the origin of the virus. He lied about his funding the gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab, which created the virus. And he's lying about the efficiency of the vaccines. But strangely, there is a greater outrage over Aaron Rodgers lying about his vaccine status than Dr. Fauci lying about his role in creating this pandemic. The dishonesty and the hypocrisy of Biden, Harris, Fauci has decredited them as advocates for the vaccine, which in turn creates people like Aaron Rodgers who are scared of skeptics of the vaccine. Was Rodgers wrong for misleading the public about his vaccination status? Of course, but it is understandable why he would do so. We no longer have control over our bodies, over our health decisions. We're told what medicine we must take, or we will be unable to earn a living. There are no other illnesses or ailments where this is the case. In the NFL, if a player gets injured in a game, he is not, that is, not required to follow the team's doctor medical advice. He's allowed to get a second opinion on how to treat his injuries. Yet, he is not allowed a second opinion when it comes to vaccines. In the face of the questionable vaccine efficacy, advocates will shift their argument, claiming that the vaccines are not meant to stop infection or prevent the spread. They are meant to mitigate the symptoms, hospitalization, and death of the vaccinated. That is all great and true, but simply proves that these vaccines are not really vaccines. They're preventive medication, which disputes the approach that our government and many companies has taken in regarding these medications. And Judd Garrett says, this is not an argument to dissuade people from getting the vaccines. It's an argument for honesty and freedom. We are currently living in the world that is outside of reality. We regularly change the definitions and meanings of words to fit our narratives. And we're doing that with these vaccines. If these vaccines do not work like vaccines, why do we continue to call them vaccines? Why do we implement vaccine mandates when the medications do not work like vaccines? And why do we shame the unvaccinated and label them health risk when the vaccinated spread the virus just like the unvaccinated? Getting the vaccine does not prevent NFL players from contracting or spreading COVID. It just immunizes them from incurring the wrath of the media, which is really what all of this is about. Judd Garrett, former NFL player, coach, executive, author of No Wind, and he will be back, I believe it is, next Friday to be here. Yes, sir. Well, on the same subject, here's your headline if you're in California. Winter is coming, and Newsom has extended the COVID state of emergency in California now until March 31st, 2022. California Governor Gavin Newsom this week extended the COVID state emergency until March 31st, 2022. And this is Newsom's third emergency extension, which will take the state past 2 years mark under his emergency COVID order. The California governor's first COVID emergency order was declared March 4th back in 2020. Winter's coming, winter's here, Newsom said. And as we are to be reminded and should be reminded, last year we had a challenging winter, yes, particularly down here in Southern California. We started to see around this time last year case rates, positivity rates, hospitalization rates, ICU numbers start to increase. We're starting to see that now all across the globe, and we've seen these trends not dissimilar to last year. So Governor Newsom signed the executive order to ensure that California's healthcare facilities continue to have the staffing and the resources needed to prevent potential strain on the state's healthcare delivery system as the state prepares for a potential new, brand new surge in COVID-19 cases over the winter. Doesn't it seem like COVID-19 should now be like maybe COVID-25 or something like that? I don't know. And speaking of Mr. Gavin Newsom, as I reported recently, he spent about 2 weeks absent, lost from the public, when he took a shot in October 27th. Yeah, sources close to the governor family did confirm that his absence was due to how he felt getting after a COVID-19 booster shot and a flu shot within days of each other. This according to the Daily Mail. California Governor Gavin Newsom had an adverse reaction to getting the COVID booster and a flu shot within days of each other, leaving him with muscle weakness and fatigue. This came from family sources. Right? Right. And as I said, don't forget, Governor Gavison, give your little children in public school their shots, all right? Go see if you can find some more five-year-olds to practice on. By the way, here we go again, the Department of Homeland Security preparing to release a new anti-terror bulletin warning that domestic extremists are pushing violence against Congress, school, and health officials. Extremists have called for attacks on elected officials, political representatives, government facilities, law enforcement, religious communities, commercial facilities, little baby kittens. Yes, that from NBC News. Boy, they are trying everything now. Department of Homeland Security getting very, very desperate. All right, the one and only Michael Cutler is right around the corner.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter my promo code, works for me, for these great specials. Go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code, works for me. I'm Fred Dreyer, and believe me, this deal really does work for me.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder, and let me tell you about my guest, Michael Cutler, C-U-T-L-E-R. He is a retired senior special agent of the former INS, Immigration Naturalization Service, whose career spans some 30 years. He's testified before well over a dozen congressional hearings in the House and Senate, provided testimony to the 9/11 Commission, testified before state legislative hearings around the United States, and he also testifies at trials where immigration is at issue and participates in public speaking engagements across the USA, hosts his own radio show. It's Blog Talk Radio, the Michael Cutler Hour, Friday evenings. His personal website, michaelcutler.net. You also have frontpagemag.com, theamericanconservative.com, and usinc.org. You sink those ships, you're going to be light up. Jailed. Arrested. I had a different word for the just before up there, Michael, and the little one of those sails burned out. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, you're having a Biden moment. I understand completely.
A Biden moment, yeah. BM. That's you know what? Isn't that right? BM? You're having a BM
yes.
there. Yes, yes, okay.
It sounds like something else, too, but that's good. That's a double entendre. That's wonderful. And appropriate. Yeah.
You know, I know you got a brand new one here. Fair to partly cloudy. The article, pardon me, the one we are going to talk about today, Biden seeks to prove that crime pays. Been touching on it quite a bit. But, you know, there's another one I want to bring up if we have time. And let me see. Yeah. U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement officials released details of their intention to deliver court documents to 78,000 illegal migrants who were released into the United States after crossing the border this year. So they're going to go out and try to find them. What do? Follow the plane trail as an airplane?
Follow the breadcrumbs. Sure thing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. They're going to be looking for contrails, I guess, all over the country.
Yeah.
You know, I find this so remarkable. And this is what the American people aren't realizing, perhaps. The focus is always on the Mexican border, and the Mexican border is dangerous. Let's be very clear about it. It's a very dangerous border. It's the only place in the world where you've got 2,000 miles plus where the first world and the third world collide. So there's lots of issues here. But once these folks get past that border, they're headed to the interior of the United States, and we've always ignored and neglected the interior because that's how you get control over the border, because any alien who wants to try to enter the country illegally enough times will succeed. Yeah, I remember sitting there with a bunch of Congress people at a private meeting, you know, closed-door session, not a hearing, just having a, you know, a conversation. And I asked them, how many times does an illegal alien have to run the border before they succeed in getting in? And one of the members of Congress looked at me and says, are you serious? There's a number? I said, well, it's a formula. It's one more than the number of times they get stopped, which had everybody kind of laughing, but not happy laughter. And I said, so the point is, if you're determined to come here, whether it's by running the Mexican border, the Canadian border, stowing away on a ship, violating the terms of your admission, at the end of the day, the goal is to get to someplace inside the United States. And once you get to the interior, nothing happens. This is by design. You know, and I've spoken about how George W. Bush, when he created the Department of Homeland Security after 9/11, I came to call the Department of Homeland Surrender, did everything that the law said he shouldn't do. He did. He violated the 9/11 Commission findings. He violated the law. Immigration was never supposed to be cut into ICE and Customs and Border Protection. Furthermore, they were never supposed to fold other agencies in. It wasn't supposed to be immigration and customs and agriculture and TSA and Secret Service. No, it was supposed to be immigration. And, in fact, John Hostetler, the Republican chairman of the House Immigration Subcommittee, and I testified for John at least, I think, eight times, said...
Sorry, what was that? What was the name again? John who?
Hostetler. H-O-S-T-E-T-L-E-R. He was from Indiana, Republican. Right. Real good guy. I campaigned for him because the Republicans ultimately defunded his campaign. Imagine that. And what he said was that the way that DHS was put together by the Bush administration gave us immigration incoherence, made it impossible to secure the borders, enforce the immigration laws, or protect the American people. Both parties have done this to us. But what Biden is doing now is beyond anything anyone ever could have imagined.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's take we'll take a break, and then we're going to go over the Biden Hill and see exactly what Mr. Cutler, C-U-T-L-E-R, is talking about. Michael Cutler, retired senior special agent of the former INS, that's Immigration Naturalization Service, USINC, USINC.org. Be right back.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Keep listening for a free offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more. 800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. Eight channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, CRNTalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to Facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Michael Cutler, retired senior special agent, former INS, Immigration Naturalization Service. And, pardon me, you were, I believe, whenever we left for that wonderful break, you were talking about another one of those meetings that you attended. Have you ever thought, Michael, I'll ask you and then you can get back to it, how many important immigration meetings do you think you've been at? Because I have never, ever, you know, seen it so out of control since I've been talking about this subject and doing it with George Putnam and so many other people. I mean, this is the worst it's ever been, isn't it?
It is, beyond any doubt. And, you know, both parties got us to this point. And I want everyone to understand the game. I mean, think about what they called the Gang of Eight. I call them the Eight Gangsters. And it was both sides of the aisle. Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Chuck Schumer. Didn't matter. Well, they're here illegally. The system is broken. So let's give people who came illegally lawful status. Well, we heard that with Ronald Reagan. And Reagan's amnesty, that was part of the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986. I was an agent back then, and we got a briefing. People came in from headquarters in Washington. And they said, well, we figure about a million aliens are going to get involved. It turned out the million quickly became more than 3.5 million. But there's a number that nobody ever discussed, the fact that they could then immediately bring in their children and their spouses. So I wouldn't doubt that the Reagan amnesty, instead of the roughly 4 million we always hear about, probably enabled 20 million to get lawful status and or enter the United States. Now we're being told 11 million. And by the way, if the system is broken, why would you use a broken system to adjudicate applications for lawful status when the 9/11 Commission made it clear that immigration fraud, visa fraud, were the key methods of entry and embedding for the terrorists? And in fact, Chuck, I don't know if you remember this, but on May 20th, 97, I participated in my very first congressional hearing. That was 4.5 years before 9/11. The predication to that hearing were two terror attacks carried out inside the United States in 1993. First, in January, a Pakistani by the name of Kansi, who applied for political asylum, got himself a driver's license, bought into a courier van service, and we're giving illegal alien driver's licenses all over the country now. Think about that. Took that van, pulled into the parking lot at the CIA because that company had a permit that allowed them to park there so they could deliver packages. But on that cold January morning, instead of jumping out with packages, he jumped out with an AK-47, opened fire, killed two CIA officers, wounded three others, and fled the country. That's something that bad guys from other countries can do. They leave America, they have an escape hatch, but in Kansi's case, given the nature of his crimes, he was found, brought back here, put on trial, he was found guilty, he was executed, but it didn't bring the dead back to life. 1 month after Kansi's attack, we had the bombing at the Trade Center. An illegal alien rented the truck that carried the bomb. Another illegal alien, both visa violators, drove the truck. Their goal was to bring down the tower sideways. Their plan was to kill 250,000 people. According to engineers I spoke with who were part of the investigation into the bombing, they said that if the van had been filled or the truck had been filled to the top with explosives or if it was parked on the opposite wall in the garage where they parked it, there was a very good chance they would have brought one tower down sideways into the other tower. Wow. You would have had buildings collapsing on buildings. They may have been more than 250,000 dead bodies. The seawall would have ruptured. This was a major attack in the heart of our financial center in New York City, and we didn't learn the lessons.
Hey, let me tell you something real quick, Mike. It is amazing to me, pardon me, that the amount of people that don't know about the first time the Twin Towers were attacked. It's like, wow, yep. I don't remember that. And I said, well, I don't know why, you know. Is it things like that are not taught in school, in American schools
and
now?
They should be. Look, I've spoken to young people who know more about Pearl Harbor than they know about 9/11. I want everyone to think of the enormity of that statement. And by the way, that 93 bombing, while it did not kill the 250,000 they had planned on killing, they did kill six innocent people, injure over 1,000. And inflicted a $500 million, $500 million in damages into that complex. And the Clinton administration, everyone was convinced. I was up at DEA in those days. I was with the Drug Task Force. And my colleagues sat down with me and said, boy, immigration is going to get everything they need. Now it's clear. This is all because of immigration. And what did the Clintons do? Well, Bill Clinton initiated a program called Citizenship USA, where we flooded 1.1 million applications for U.S. citizenship through the system so quickly that we didn't even get fingerprints back before they granted citizenship. Thousands of aliens who should have been deported were made citizens. The employees of immigration went to the inspector general and said this was criminal. Well, they couldn't find proof of political motivation, and I think that's bunk, but they did find a lot of wrongdoing and said we've got to do something about this. And when a good friend of mine testified before Congress about this, he was the head of a major office for INS, and he called that citizenship program the Jiffy Lube process. He had gotten an award from Al Gore, the Hammer Award, and so forth. They immediately attempted to fire him. He was removed from management. But, you know, Lamar Smith, who chaired the Immigration Subcommittee back then, stepped in and kept my friend from losing his job and his pension, but he was no longer part of management for telling Congress the truth. They trumped up some nonsense over whatever it was they were doing, but the reality is it was clear. This was a sacred cow. So you had Clinton doing that. You had Bush giving us the Department of Homeland surrender. You had Obama, who was a total disaster. Trump was the guy that stood up to this, which is why everyone attacked Donald Trump from both parties. Remember, the Republicans controlled the House and Senate and refused to fund the border wall. All we heard is we need technology on the border. Now, I remember being on with Lou Dobbs, and it was called the Virtual Fence, Secure Border Initiative Network. And he said, Mike Cutler, what do you think of this, of the, that virtual fence? And I said, Lou, it will do exactly what it's supposed to do, stop virtually nobody. The border wall isn't designed to stop people from entering the United States. Just make sure they all go through the screening process. Think about it. It's like the cattle run at the airport that you go through to get to TSA. This isn't about blocking off the ports of entry. The ports of entry are wide open. It's about making sure that people go through a port of entry. But you have too many people getting too wealthy by allowing drugs into the United States, because the movement of the drugs and the money that results from it by banks, by Wall Street, by the money wire services, you're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars. And they don't care that the money is funding not only the cartels, but terrorist organizations. There have been hearings in Washington as recently as 2018 about how Hezbollah, which is an Iranian-backed terror organization operating out of the Middle East, has sent thousands of their operatives throughout Latin America, working with the human traffickers and the drug cartels to flood America with narcotics, to do damage to our society, to raise money for Iran to carry out terror attacks around the world, and to be able to move people into our country, including sleeper agents. That's what we're dealing with. So you would think that both parties would immediately say, let's secure the border. And in fact, if you remember the time that Mr. Obama was running for re-election, there was an attempt to kill the Saudi ambassador, to blow up the Saudi embassy and perhaps the Israeli embassy by people involved with Hezbollah who had come across from Mexico across the Mexican border. So how much more do you need to have evidence about to say, you know, this is a really bad idea? We have no idea who's here. And it's just a final point. 19 hijackers killed more people than we lost to the Japanese fleet at Pearl Harbor on December 7th.
Boy.
And we've had over 500,000 gotaways, and we've had millions come in. And by the way, they're here. And there's no way to find them. There's no way to remove them. This will jam the immigration courts for decades, folks. This is a nuclear strike against the immigration system that will last for decades. That's what Biden has now done to us.
Yeah. You know, I was going to say, I've seen recently a lot of people saying Congress needs to pass the money so we can build the wall. And, you know, build a wall. You know what? The wall is sitting down there. It just needs to be put together, right?
We were paying money for it to not be built. Yes, no. And by the way, this is something everyone needs to know about this Build Back Better. It has a provision to give lawful status to millions and millions of illegal aliens. There's no way to interview them. Oh, we'll finally know who they are. No, we won't. There will be no interviews. There will be no field investigations. We don't have the resources. This is Lucy at the Bonbon Factory on steroids. So we're going to give lawful status to people, and then people say, well, if they've been living here for 10 years, we have no idea if they've been here for 10 years or 10 days. Again, when you run the border, there is no record of entry that's created. If you lie about your identity, there's no way to know that you're lying, because they don't have documents. They're undocumented.
But what I did,
any of this make sense for the average American?
Yeah, but see, like I told you at the very beginning, Michael, they've got this covered, see, because U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials have released their details of their intention, pardon me, they're going to deliver court documents to 78,000 illegal migrants, right? Yeah. Where do they get their mailing address? I mean, my goodness.
It's a charade, and we're dealing with millions of people at this point. And by the way, you know, citizenship was the key issue. In fact, Bin Laden, when our guys raided his compound when they took him out, found a library that included the 9/11 Commission report, also included an application for United States citizenship. Now, I'm sure Bin Laden wasn't planning to become an American, but if you read the indictments and you read the materials that are available to so many terrorists that have been arrested in the United States, and many have been, all of them were told by their handlers overseas to make sure to get U.S. citizenship so they can get a U.S. passport. They change their name when they get their passport, and now they have two separate identities. The U.S. passport will facilitate their travel around the world. And now what does Mayorkas, the head of DHS, say? Well, if you lied on your application to get U.S. citizenship, we will no longer strip you of your citizenship the way we did with the Nazi war criminals or the way we've done with terrorists. If you become a citizen, you have the right to be secure in the knowledge that you will never have to leave the United States. And he released that policy about 3 months after an official working for 7 years for Homeland Security was determined to have acquired his U.S. citizenship that made that job possible by lying on his application. What do you think of that one?
Well, I'll tell you. You know, I was going
to
ask you.
Meanwhile, they now want to give 100. They want to give 450,000 to these illegal aliens. First of all, a lot of that money is going to go to the ACLU. This is a way for Washington lawyers to fund ACLU lawyers. Okay. Second of all, it's a way of telling the aliens, come here and we will give you hundreds of thousands. No one's reading the small print that says it only involves the kids. Only under Trump, by the way, not the ones that are separated by Biden or by Obama, just Trump.
And very seldom do they even mention the fact that the ACLU is handling all the paperwork, so to speak, on this, you know.
And that, I make that point in my article. The title of my article, by the way, is Biden Seeks to Prove that Crime Pays, Compensating Illegal Aliens Supposedly Separated at the Border. That's frontpagemag.com, which was just published. But it is the ACLU and other law firms. It's, again, the immigration delivery system that delivers an unlimited supply of clients for immigration law firms. Here we go. Mm-hmm. But there are other children separated from their parents, and that separation is permanent. Why are we not compensating the children whose parents were killed by illegal aliens or people let out of jail without bail requirements? Think about that one. These kids will never see their mothers or their fathers again. Their parents didn't violate the laws. Their parents just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, like Kate Steinle. They are dead. I wrote an article years ago. We kept hearing about family reunification. I said, I'd love to see family reunification, but the reunification I have in mind would require no less than divine intervention. I'd love to see people reunited with people who were killed by the thugs. And, you know, if you look at the violence being perpetrated around the United States by criminals, I'd love to know how many of the violent thugs are, in fact, illegal aliens, prior deportees, members of transnational gangs. Do you know that when DEA puts out a wanted poster for fugitives that they're looking for, they no longer put the citizenship of the suspect in the poster? They'll tell you his name, his date of birth, or her date of birth, but they will not tell you where they were born. Don't you
what
think
is that?
That's
because
a relevant
it's racist?
Piece of information?
Mm-hmm. Is it racist if you, you know, give their birth place?
Well, it will go against the narrative that these are wonderful folks.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
And as I've heard so many times, well, the immigrants commit much fewer crimes than Americans. So let's be clear. When I was up at DEA Intelligence, I did an analysis of arrest statistics. This was in the late 80s, but it stayed constant, and they kept doing it for years afterwards. In New York, over 60%, 60% of the people we were arresting in the Drug Task Force for drug-related crimes. And this isn't somebody with a joint for DEA to get involved. We're talking hundreds of kilos, generally, or more. So over 60% in New York were foreign-born. Nationally, it was more than 30% of the people DEA was arresting, foreign-born. Law-abiding immigrants are the people with green cards. The illegal aliens very often aren't just coming for work. They are fugitives because they've committed crimes in their home countries. So understand what we've done. We've unleashed a tsunami of individuals into our country whose true identities, dates of entry, affiliation with criminal or terrorist organizations can never be determined. How in the world is this in the best interest of Americans? And I was having a heated discussion with someone the other day, a nice lady. She's an activist that wants the border secured. And she says, you know, those darn liberals, and by the way, I'm a registered Democrat, but I haven't voted for a Democrat in years because these people aren't Democrats. They're very different from the Democrats that I used to vote for.
All right, now, here's what you got to do. You got to get into that story right after this break, okay?
All right,
right after
I
this
will
break.
Do that.
We're going to talk about the nice lady and Michael Cutler, but I don't know how far he's going to go with it. Yes. Front Page Mag is where you can read his latest article. Front Page Mag, MAG.com, and we shall return.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder with Michael Cutler, retired senior special agent of the former INS, Immigration Naturalization Service. When we last left Mike, he was with a lovely lady, and they were about to go on an adventure that we're going to see what it's rated in just a moment.
Well, actually, the discussion was she was upset, and she said those liberals on the left are always using emotions. And I said, what I don't understand is why the people who disagree with them aren't using emotions. Why does compassion never apply to Americans? While we hear about the plight of illegal alien kids, and I feel bad for them, and I've arrested people that I felt bad for because they were here, they're poverty-stricken, but we can't solve world hunger by bringing a billion poverty-stricken people to the United States. America is like a lifeboat. If you overwhelm a lifeboat, it capsizes and everyone is lost. You could capsize America, which seems to be the goal of Biden and his playmates. But I said, goodness gracious, why does no one ever care about American children? There's hundreds of thousands of American kids who are in foster care right now as you're listening to this program. When was the last time you saw a news report about American kids in foster care? Why don't we ever hear about the Americans who've lost their jobs to illegal aliens or American high-tech workers who've lost their jobs to people with high-tech visas that shouldn't have gotten those visas? In fact, Dan Rather did a report. You could check out the piece. It was a very good documentary called No Thanks for Everything, where he interviewed programmers who had been very successful, all had master's degrees, very accomplished, very experienced, were fired, couldn't get another job, and wound up broke. what happened to the American dream for the Americans? And we hear so much about the Dream Act for illegal aliens.
Yeah. Let me throw this in to you, okay? When a long, long time ago, remember how it was always the illegal aliens would come over and we would always hear this, we're doing jobs that Americans won't do. Now then, you know, with all these help wanted signs all over the United States because people are not going back to work, has that finally come about that maybe all of these people sneaking across the border and being brought in by Biden are now going to do the jobs that Americans won't do?
Well, first of all, Americans will do any job. My dad was a construction worker. He was a tradesman. It was about wages. And, you know, if you're not going to pay a reasonable wage to an American worker because you've brought in foreign workers who will work for substandard wages under dangerous conditions, then, of course, Americans aren't going to do the jobs. Look, I support minimum wage, and I know there are conservatives who don't, and that's fine. By the way, as Americans, we're entitled to disagree. That's what the First Amendment is about. But when you drive wages through the floorboards, whatever happened to the purchasing power of the average middle-class family? There are no middle-class families. When I was a kid, the average family had two cars in the driveway. Today, you're lucky if you have the money to lease a car. So we've destroyed the middle class through the importation of an army of foreign workers. And by the way, if we paid Americans more money, everyone says, well, that would be inflationary. But then the Americans who make more money would not be looking at safety net programs, so taxes wouldn't have to be as high, and they'd be paying taxes, and they'd be spending their money because they would have the money to spend and get the economy moving. That was the whole idea behind the economic stimulus package, wasn't it? Put money into the economy to generate business?
Well, let me tell you something. Believe it or not, we have reached the time limit there. Mr. Cutler, hey.
Darn.
Lots of information. we could talk about so much, but I'll tell you, I appreciate it. And the latest article is at frontpagemag.com. Biden seeks to prove the crime page.
Please share the article with everybody, folks. Please let everyone know about that article. Let's be part of a bucket brigade of truth. How's that for an idea, Chuck?
Yeah. And another idea, just tell them, hey, this show's repeated about a million times a day, so there you go.
That works.
Hey, thank you, Michael. Look forward to our next visit.
Take care of yourself, Chuck.
All right, frontpagemag.com. Selwyn Duke.
Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke.
Well. Thank you, Nick. Thank you. Isn't that just, you know why we do that? Because it is time for the one and only Mr. Selwyn Duke, writer for New American. He's also contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning, appears on television, frequent guest on radio programs, even great shows like this one, and his website, Selwyn Duke, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E, .dot, C-O-M. Yes, Selwyn, how are you?
Chuck, I'm doing okay, and it's also time for the one and only Chuck Wilder. You forgot to mention that. I mean, I think you're going to be here during the segment, too.
Well, see, normally I do, CRN Digital Talk, Chuck here with Nick there, and we're live and around the world, and then I read your intro, and then the Duke starts, see? And we're working on that, but, they want a raise, you know? Yeah. Yeah, Nick.
Well,
Nick
you
wants
know,
me
as
to.
Said before,
yeah, Nick wants
the spice
me to.
Of life, right?
Yeah, he says, "Come on." Yep. Hey, let me tell you something before we get into your very, very important new piece here, and I've been plugging it. Cover up con ? After 44 jabbed athletes get coronavirus, health experts says, "Don't test the vaccinated." I just want to tell you that I've had a couple of guests on, and we've done. Rodgers with the Green Bay Packers. Very interesting story on him, you know. But I had something that has nothing to do with COVID, or does it? I got to ask you if you happened to hear what happened on November 6th with Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States. And it was an article said, this is really one of the dumbest things that I've heard. Twitter users had a field day over this. and what it was, quote, too many white supremacist pines, P-I-N-E-S, not enough gender-neutral black walnuts, wrote a Twitter user. Basically, what happened was that Kamala Harris was on a tour with NASA, and she was asking questions about the universe, and they got on this whole thing about tree race and environmental justice. Kamala was saying that, you know, that if wanting to know if NASA could track trees by race as part of an environmental justice. Had you heard about that one?
Yeah, I did hear about that. And I think her idea may be, correct me if I'm wrong, that, well, in nice neighborhoods, white neighborhoods, you tend to have more greenery, you have more trees, you have more foliage.
They're denied that
in the poorer communities. I think that's the idea, although you never know with these people. But, you know, even that's nonsensical, Chuck, because we've heard variations on this before, people complaining, well, the air quality is worse in these black and brown neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, things are worse in poorer neighborhoods in general. I mean, we understand that. Things are a lot better in the kinds of neighborhoods where Barack Obama lives and Kamala Harris lives, right? As well as the neighborhoods where Bill Clinton lives, so on and so forth. That's just the way it is. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but we do know that richer people live in better neighborhoods. They have access to better things in general, right? They have access to better health care.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And they also know that there's no global warming, see? Even though they're not going to tell you that, you know, you just go ahead and put your head between your legs and kiss your rear end goodbye because global warming is coming. See, I was thinking Kamala, you know, that she was out there, you know, in the forest. And then she could say, what about, are there any racist nuts, you know, that have fallen out of the tree? Said, probably you're the only one there, Kamala, but... But the scary thing there, Selwyn, is, you know, she's one breath or two away from being the president of the United States.
Yeah. No, I mean, if you think about it, Chuck, it really is unbelievable. And I guess I'll be a little funny when I render this, but it's not really a funny situation. Our commander-in-chief, our supposed commander-in-chief, he was not legitimately elected, actually legitimately has dementia. We know that. That's no joke. And he's a puppet being controlled by others. The next in line to the presidency, Kamala Harris, we know really is not all that bright. And she slept her way to the middle. That's also no joke. She really did do that, basically being the mistress of Willie Brown, who, as you know, used to be a really, really big man in California politics. That's how she got her start. So she's not that smart, and she's got a personality disorder. She could even be a sociopath. She's someone who just wants power more than anything else. And then who's the person who's second in line to the presidency? Well, that's Nancy Pelosi. Well, we know what she is like ideologically. Yeah, I mean, she's a nightmare. But she's someone else who just recently, did you see that little speech she gave about the bill, the so-called infrastructure bill, where she was babbling on. The only thing you knew that she was saying was that she was talking about the bill. But otherwise, you couldn't decipher what it was. I mean, it was like when some demonically possessed person was speaking in some extinct ancient language. It was that kind of thing. She was having some kind of a neurological episode, which she was exhibiting quite a bit, actually, about 2 years ago. Then there must have been some sort of medical intervention because she was better for a while. But she's second in line to the presidency. An ideologically flawed woman who's not all that smart, who's neurologically compromised. So this is the lineup we have. Biden, Harris, Pelosi. Wow, yeah. We're really going to command respect on the world stage, aren't we, Chuck?
Yeah, and Pelosi, it is so obvious that she thinks she's above it all. You know what I mean? My body doesn't smell. It is... And, you know, she gets caught without her mask, and then she still does it, just last weekend, I guess it was, because, hey, don't you know who I am? And I tell you all to kneel down in the building here today for George Floyd, and they all do it. Boy, I mean, it's just, you know, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. Unbelievable. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get to your...
Go ahead. Okay. I was just going to say, when you say that she's above it all, that's no joke, mm-hmm. and there's a psychological reason for that in many cases. You have these pseudo-elites who, although they talk about caring about the people, really these are the ultimate snobs, and they look down on everyone else. They regard the people as the hoi polloi. And what's going on psychologically in many cases, Chuck? Well, these people are very, very privileged. They talk about white privilege. No, the real privilege is liberal privilege, the kind of privilege they enjoy because they're rich left-wingers. And when you enjoy that privilege, which you don't deserve at all because these people are very incompetent, they're not at all impressive, on some level, you know you don't really deserve it, and you could even feel guilty if you have a conscience at all. So how do you justify the whole thing? In many cases, Chuck, what's going on psychologically is they say, oh, well, I deserve this because I'm such a special person, and I have such an important calling in this world. You know, I have to keep society running. I have to set things straight with so-called global warming and whatnot. Really, in many cases, that's the thinking. That's why they believe that they deserve a special dispensation from the rules that apply to everyone else. So you have to wear a mask if you want to go indoors, perhaps, but they don't, even though they're preaching to you about it. Or you maybe can't drive your SUV, or maybe you've got to turn your temperature way down in your house during the winter and put on a sweater, but they can fly around to climate conferences on private planes, spewing an untold amount of CO2 into the air.
They can go out and have their little winery parties, you know, when everybody else is supposed to be locked up. But, you know, I'll tell you something, listener, if you think maybe you're one or two out there that say, oh, Nancy's not that kind of person. All you have to go do is get a video of the State of the Union address whenever Trump was president. And when she's sitting up there, you know she ripped the papers up. That was like, you know, we're not going for whatever you say. It doesn't matter. But the obvious thing, pardon me, is all the ladies that were out there dressed in white, and she keeps her stare constantly, if she's not looking at the papers, on those ladies in white to make sure you're all paying attention and following my direction. You know, and she would almost like, you know, give them a no or give them a yes. Don't you dare applaud. I mean, this lady, wow. How in the world do we get people like that, huh, Selwyn? It's your fault, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, look, unfortunately, this has been the bane of man. Yeah. If you look at history, you'll see that people were often governed by very, very incompetent leaders and morally flawed ones. In fact, I've mentioned this before, but there was a study in the 1950s, Chuck, indicating that it really didn't matter what time and place you were talking about. It was always the case that the people had leaders who were worse morally than they were. I mean, that's just a rule of man that's immutable, unfortunately.
And there's one other little comment before we get to the COVID, and this probably has something to do with COVID, but anyway. Pelosi, did you know that she has been checking out some land in Florida?
Oh,
yeah.
That low-lying Florida. Isn't Florida going to be flooded because of global warming? I mean, it's a very, very flat state. In fact, here's a little useless trivia for you. Florida, of all the states, is the state that has the lowest high point. You can take that to the bank. That's true.
Lowest high point. Yeah. I'll give you one also. Branch Covidian, California, COVIDIN, has twice the COVID-19 case rate of free state Florida. Selwyn Dute wrote that. And by the way, maybe that's, she's been reading your articles and she says, I'm going there because I'm worried about COVID. Yeah, I'll tell you. And we may get to that, in fact, in just a little bit here, listeners. Interesting thing there, you know. They don't have all the restrictions we do, but yet, I don't know, I guess COVID, if you don't have restrictions, COVID doesn't want to go there. I guess, I don't know.
I guess that's what it is, yeah.
You have a very, very interesting report. Cover-up con, question mark. After 44 jabbed athletes get coronavirus, health experts say don't test the vaccinated. Cal State football program, kind of, they were getting ready to play USC out of Los Angeles, right? So they had to have 44 players tested. Oh, wait a minute. There were more than 44. There were 44 that tested positive. Wow.
That's right.
That's a heck of
a lot
of people.
Now, I just want to say the Chuck Wilder show right now is getting a special preview on this article because I submitted the article, but it's not yet published at the New American, but I'm sure it will be during the course of this hour. So this is a special preview, like when it's a movie and you get to see the director's cut or whatever they call it. You probably know more about that than I do. But I know we're coming up on a break, but I'll just introduce this. So what I say is, okay, well, if you want to make sure, Chuck, that only the unvaccinated are seen as being vulnerable to coronavirus, what could you do? Well, here's a really good start. How about this? Only test the unvaccinated while refusing to do so with asymptomatic people who've received these COVID-19 genetic therapy agents, which is what I call these vaccines because that's what they really are. Well, why do I mention this? Because that now is actually being proposed by a health expert. And the situation is this. I know we're coming up on the break, but basically, as you said, a game was postponed this weekend between USC and Cal because 44 players, all vaccinated, tested positive for coronavirus. And this health expert, her name is Gandhi, Monica Gandhi from UCSF, weighed in, and she said, "This is wholly unnecessary. We don't need to be testing the vaccinated." We'll get to that more.
First I thought you were going to say, "This is holy hell." Haven't heard that in a long time. Yes, it is. And we're going to have more of it when we come back with Selwyn Duke, D-U-K-E, and it's selwynduke.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer talking about my favorite Italian restaurant, Angelo's and Vinci's, at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in downtown Fullerton. It's a fantastic place to celebrate the holidays. Come inside and dine in our Italian town square, complete with our 10-foot Christmas tree. Enjoy our food made from secret family recipes, pasta, chicken, seafood, salads, and our incredible pizza, and our incredible desserts, including my favorite, the tiramisu, flown in from Italy. Angelo's and Vinci's is the perfect spot for your holiday dinner or party. Get your shopping done for everyone by purchasing holiday gift certificates. Feel the spirit at Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton. Call 714-879-4022 or visit angelosandvincis.com.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I resort.com.
This is the Entertainment Answer. The hilarious comedy My Spy is available on Amazon Prime Video starting June 26th. It's about a hardened CIA operative named JJ who has been demoted and finds himself at the mercy of a precocious 9-year-old girl named Sophie.
Is it too late to homeschool me?
Lots of laughs and heart in this one, and it was fun watching actor Dave Bautista in this type of role.
There is one thing I'm good at.
My Spy is rated PG-13 for some spy-type action, but otherwise a pretty safe option. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, the new American, discussing cover-up con, question mark. 44 jabbed athletes get coronavirus. Please continue, Mr. Duke.
Yeah, Chuck. So anyway, this is at Cal, which is in Berkeley, I believe, right? That's your neck of the woods, maybe. You're closer to it. But anyhow, they were exposed
to
someone who had COVID. Oh, you're not? Okay.
No, thank goodness, I was going to say. Yes, no.
Well, I mean, you're in California. I do know that.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I've got the state right? Okay, so I'm not totally off here.
Yes.
So, anyway, I'm on the East Coast here. But these players were exposed to someone who had COVID and was symptomatic, so they tested the players. They found out that 44 vaccinated, quote-unquote, football players tested positive, so they postponed the game with USC that was supposed to take place this weekend. And then this was KPIX 5 interviewed this Monica Gandhi from UCSF. She is a doctor. She's supposedly an expert. And she said all of this was unnecessary. You don't test the vaccinated. She said, quote, "I have zero panic whatsoever as a public health person, as an infectious disease doctor. Of 44 healthy people who are fully vaccinated, who may have a little virus in their nose on a highly sensitive test. It's not an outbreak. It does not mean they got sick, and it does not mean the vaccines don't work. It means that our public health strategy in this case was off, and they were doing mass testing of people who didn't need it." She also said, "It did not need to get to this point. Asymptomatic testing of groups of vaccinated people regularly is not recommended." Now, here's the funny thing. I don't necessarily disagree with her, but it's an odd statement, Chuck, because I know you remember this. Everyone should. Our health experts, so-called experts, authorities, notably our Dr. Anthony Fauci, you know, who's the grand poobah of COVID here, they'd long insisted that even the vaccinated had to wear masks. And why? Well, they said, especially when you're around the unvaccinated, you have to do it because you supposedly could infect them. That's what they said. Okay, so they were saying just the opposite. But back to the story. Now, get this. Cal Athletic Director Jim Knowlton, that's his name, he explained that 99.5% of his players are vaccinated. Despite this, though, everyone had to take a China virus test because, like I said, they were exposed to someone who was COVID positive. And this was done, we hear, Chuck, in a very heavy-handed fashion, too, because one player tweeted that University Health Services told the athletes they could be arrested for refusing the test. Now, I don't see how that's true, but that's what he claims anyway.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't put it past these branch COVIDians, as I call them, because they really don't think the law applies to them. Of course, the left in general doesn't nowadays. Look at what's happening with the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, right? But anyway, getting back to this Gandhi, this doctor, she really only wants this iron fist, Chuck, applied to the unvaccinated, apparently. And she offered us her reasoning. This is also from KPIX. They interviewed her. She said, "Not only should we not test if we are asymptomatic and vaccinated, so again, that's not even a recommendation, but your likelihood of spreading it to anyone is very low." That's what she said. Quote, "There were essentially five contact testing studies, one in Singapore, one in Calcutta, one in Harvard, one in Oxford, and one in the summer camps, that if you're fully vaccinated and you feel well, you're not spreading it to other people. If we don't have more confidence in the vaccines," now this is the money line, "if we don't have more confidence in the vaccines, we are going to be in a never-ending pandemic," unquote. Now, before I get to the studies that she cited, to think about this, Chuck, she might have been speaking loosely, but confidence in the vaccines, what does that mean? that's not going to end anything, just confidence. I mean, this isn't all psychological. It's not going to end anything if the genetic therapy agents aren't actually effective. I mean, what is Gandhi proposing, Chuck, that we all perform a collective Jedi mind trick on the virus? No, you don't want to infect us. You will not infect us. You will yield to the genetic therapy agents. Now, what she probably means, Chuck, is that we're not going to end the COVID ritual paranoia without confidence in the vaccines. She might mean that. But the truth is, and I'm not the first to say this, this China virus affair was likely never an emergency. Yes, you heard right, never an emergency. And even if it was, it certainly is not now, Chuck. Remember that upwards of 99.5% of people who contract this pathogen will either be asymptomatic, will have mild symptoms, or will recover naturally. And most of the rest, because that's a significant number, most of the rest, can be saved with simple treatments. And we're talking ivermectin and other medications. Yeah.
Right. But it sure helps if you have a certain agenda you're pushing. All right?
Yeah, it does.
More from Selwyn Duke. When we return, SelwynDuke.com. Yes, there it goes again.
These are the sounds of Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club.
Mm, look at this ribeye. You see that ribeye?
Fantastic. Incredible.
This is delicious.
Sausage and lentil soup. Special today. Very, very good.
Look at this garlic bread. Best garlic bread I've ever had.
And here's Vic Perino, owner and operator of Colombo's.
A lot of the Italian recipes are my uncle's own recipes. We have a lot of people coming back for his hand-rolled lasagna. We make it basically from scratch. I think ours is exceptional.
Here's Vic on what makes Colombo's different than any other Italian restaurant.
The other thing that sets us apart from other Italian restaurants is that we're an Italian steakhouse. We specialize in our steaks.
Plus, there's more.
We have entertainment 7 nights a week. So they're coming for a lot of reasons to value. Their value per dollar that they're getting. Plus, coming into a neighborhood-friendly place. That, you know, sometimes we're actually accused of being the melting pot of Eagle Rock.
Colombo's in Eagle Rock on Colorado Boulevard. 323-254-9138. Mangia.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing one-day bath and shower remodeling. The complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for the New American, selwynduke.com, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E.com. Talking about the cover-up con, question mark. You know, and when you get the shots, you know, they give you a little piece of paper or whatever that says something about, you know, untested vaccine you're about to receive or whatever, something like that. You know, it hasn't gone through all the whole thing. Seems like they'd have time now to, you know, check it all out and figure out, hey, I don't think this thing's doing anything. But what do I know, you know? Wow.
Yeah. You know, Chuck, I have to apologize. I hope I didn't make you shudder earlier when you thought I was implying that you live near Berkeley, because I know that could be a scary thought. I don't know. Yes, if you live near Berkeley, what would happen? Would these liberals attack you? And what do they do in Berkeley, these white liberals, when they get hostile? I mean, do they beat you about the head with a butter croissant, or do they throw a Starbucks cafe latte in your face? I don't know. Tell me.
I stay away from there, so I don't have any reports. I don't want any reports. Are you a scaredy cat? No, I'm not. And I'm not a scaredy dog either. Why did they pick on cats? You know, I guess because their tail goes up or something. We'll have to get into that one of these days. Where did that come from? Yeah. Scaredy cat. You know what?
Well,
they got nine lives.
Away.
They're not as scared of anything, huh?
They do run away. They do run away. In fact, there was a video online a while back of a cat, I'm not kidding, running away from a rat. It's really true. And I said jokingly on social media, I think this cat just lost his cat card. I think that's who it is. If you're running away from a rat, that's it. It's over.
Was it a black cat?
No. But, you know, that's how it is with rats. They charge at you, and if you run away, they keep chasing you. If you don't back off, then they go in the other direction. Anyway, another fact people didn't need to know. But let's get back to this. So, anyway, we were talking about what happened with this football game that was planned between USC and Cal, the 44 players who tested positive for COVID. And anyway, we were talking about this Gandhi character, this doctor from a university who was citing all these studies stating that if you're vaccinated and asymptomatic, that you cannot spread the virus. Well, okay, but you have to understand there are other studies out there, and this was pointed out today at American Thinker, and the site writes, quote, a study at UC Davis published October 4th directly contradicts Gandhi's statement. It found wide variations in viral load within both vaccinated and unvaccinated groups, but not between them. There was no significant difference in viral load between vaccinated and unvaccinated, or between asymptomatic and symptomatic groups. Okay, so here's the whole thing. You know, look, Gandhi might actually be correct, Chuck, when she says that if you're asymptomatic and you're vaccinated, quote, your likelihood of spreading the disease to anyone is very low. But you see, it's amazing what these pseudo-elites do, how they deceive people via omission. What she didn't address, Chuck, is whether the situation is precisely the same if you're asymptomatic and unvaccinated. Now, here's the thing. I remember something pertaining to this. This is in my article. There was a massive study out of Wuhan, China, you and I discussed this way back when, involving almost 10 million people that did examine this very matter. This was late last year, before the advent of these genetic therapy agents. And what was the result? Well, this study found zero cases of asymptomatic transmission among the unvaccinated. Zero cases. I know at the time we were talking about that, that impressed you immensely, and it is a notable thing.
Yeah.
Now,
That amount of people walking around and nobody's catching it from anybody, unless, I guess, you live in California and New York, you know, then that would be the wind blows differently or something. It does, according to what the governor's name is, I guess, the wind coming, yeah. It's unbelievable, Selwyn. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And most people just ignore this. No, I don't know. No, I'm worried. I'm gonna go ahead and get my 24th follow-up shot. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And you know, I just wrote about this. It's not published yet. It's going to be in the New American Magazine. But now they want to push these genetic therapy agents on children 5 to 11. As you know, the FDA just approved that. And we're seeing healthy young athletes all over the place collapse on playing fields because they took these drugs. Some of them have died of heart attacks even. This never, ever happened before. It's something the mainstream media are covering up. But anyway, I do digress.
Well, let me tell you real
quick.
Yeah, I had Leo Homan on yesterday. I think you know who he is.
Yeah.
And we did that whole story that you just mentioned right there, you know. Yeah, and it all started out with the Green Bay quarterback, you know, that maybe he knew something, you know. Maybe he had done his research and he didn't want to take the jab.
Yeah, no,
so
I mean,
speak.
Look,
yeah.
It's terrible. I reported on the case of 13-year-old Jacob Klinik. This was a few months back, who died of heart problems 3 days after taking his second shot. And then we saw that father who was testifying in front of a government body, I believe this was in Texas, who was in tears because his 16-year-old son died after getting these so-called vaccines. And he said, the government lied to me. He was saying, no one told me that all these risks were associated with these genetic therapy agents. It's just absolutely unbelievable. But just want to
get back. Let me also, the reason I brought up Leo is because you mentioned, pardon me, all those athletes falling and dying and stuff like that. He has all those videotapes in there, Selwyn, and it was like unbelievable. And then you talk about five-year-olds, and I think I sent you the thing when it first came out with Pfizer, got their little kids, you know, telling you that you too can be a hero, get your shot. Five-year-olds, unbelievable.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. And, you know, let's just emphasize here, Chuck, that prior to the advent of these genetic therapy agents, it was vanishingly rare to ever see a young athlete collapse on the field and die. I mean, it happened either once in a while when someone had a congenital heart defect, you know what I'm talking about, something that was undetected, or maybe, and this again was very rare, when someone would be hit in the chest with a hard ball in baseball in the wrong spot. Something like that, but it was a very, very rare thing. But now it's not all that uncommon. We're hearing it more and more. But anyway, you know, just getting back to the situation, we mentioned the study out of China involving almost 10 million people finding zero cases of asymptomatic transmission. Now, I always like to be fair when I report on things. Don't let my passion fool you. I try to be very objective. I'll be the first to say that we always have to be skeptical of data out of China. There's no doubt about it. But we also must be skeptical now of data that's coming from our so-called health authorities, our health establishment, because, as I put it in my article, unlike in football, it moves its goalposts and fumbles predictions continually. So what can you conclude here? Okay, I don't know. I'm not God here. I'm not all-knowing. Maybe coronavirus is transmitted asymptomatically. I have no idea, but do we really know that definitively? And if it is transmitted that way, to what degree? Because understand, Chuck, this certainly is not the norm for other respiratory diseases, such as the common cold or the flu. I mean, we never worried about transmitting those diseases if we weren't coughing and sneezing and didn't have a runny nose. So it's all really very odd, and a lot of this we have to view with a very, very skeptical eye. But whatever the case, and I quoted here American Thinker again in my piece, the writer writes, now we have the answer, though, to why they have been testing only the unvaccinated. Think about it. Is this a pandemic of the unvaccinated, or is it the vaccinated who may have less symptomatic cases of COVID who are the super spreaders? Unquote. And the bottom line is this. Like I said at the opening, it's easier to ensure that only the unvaccinated will have, quote unquote, the China virus if you only test the unvaccinated for the China virus, right? And then, well, you have a really good excuse, Chuck, to just lock them all down for everyone's good, right?
Right.
I could easily see that coming.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I want to get into this other story you have, and it's kind of interesting that I've always had this opinion, Selwyn, that these numbers have been really, really hyped up, you know, especially when they first started, right? Everything, you know, everybody was getting COVID. Everybody's getting COVID. And the here we go with this article you have about the title, Branch COVIDian California has twice the COVID-19 case rate of Free State Florida. Is it the Atlantic Ocean is better than the Pacific Ocean? I mean, I have always been skeptical of the count of the amount of people that have it and the amount of people that die. Overinflated, I believe. And here, it's really hard, this is just my opinion, that you're going to get an honest report from the state of California when it comes to how many people really have it. Just my sneaky little suspicion.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with you 100%, Chuck. And related to this, this was news that I read, so I'm not going to vouch for it. I just read it somewhere. But I heard that Italy actually now lowered its number of estimated COVID deaths by 94% or something like that, because it now is distinguishing between people who died of COVID and people who simply died with COVID. There's a big difference. I mean, there are more men who die with prostate cancer than die of prostate cancer. Those are very, very different things. And of course, what's been happening in our country in many, if not most cases with these hospitals, Chuck, is they've been conflating people who die with COVID with people who die of COVID. And why have they been doing that? Well, one reason is, I understand, these hospitals can get more money from the government if they
Absolutely.
Put down the death as a COVID death. So again,
yep.
follow the money. There's a lot of corruption here, but we're talking about this story, you know, despite that, despite the fact that you probably have to be more suspicious of the numbers coming out of California than you do the numbers coming out of Florida, we're hearing now that the China virus case rate in California is twice that of Florida, okay? This is despite the fact that California has wanted to go all in, many parts of it anyway, with these China virus restrictions, whereas Florida has tried to be a free state. It's basically eschewed these coronavirus restrictions. So not only that, California is now lagging behind a number of conservative states. And this has left, Chuck, a lot of these so-called establishment experts scrambling to explain away their prescriptions failure. And here I can quote, if you don't mind, the Tampa Bay Times. This is what they reported on Sunday. Quote, a month ago, the coronavirus seemed headed for a long winter's nap in masked and well-vaccinated California. Governor Gavin Newsom boasted that the Golden State continues to lead the nation as the only state to reach the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's yellow, that means moderate tier, of community virus transmission. But COVID-19 cases are not falling in California anymore. They have climbed back up to the CDC's blood red high level of virus transmission as the highly contagious Delta variant continues to wreak havoc. And I'm still quoting the paper, quote, meanwhile, the virus has gone quiet in deep South states that abandoned mask orders, opposed vaccine mandates, posted lower vaccination rates, and saw larger outbreaks over the summer. California's case rate is now well above Texas's and double Florida's, which, along with the rest of the Gulf Coast, are down to the CDC's orange, meaning substantial, transmission level. So, you know, Chuck, again, what we're seeing is what you and I have discussed ad infinitum. Studies
you know
have
what,
shown
Selwyn, and,
that,
yeah. And I'm always the guy that throws in this, you know, dictators, how all of these, you know, Democratic governors, you know, it all started with the riots, you know, like became little dictators. You know what I'm saying? And I think once you get that, you know, they've been injected with a dictator shot and they can't be cured, apparently. I don't know. It's You know, and yeah, people yep. say, "Ah, you're just speculating." Well, yeah, I am, but I could write a book on it, and I wouldn't know whether to put down true or fiction.
Well, you know, Lord Acton said absolute power corrupts absolutely, but the truth is that absolute power simply reveals people's, the leader's, true nature. That's the bottom line. And what we're seeing here is the mask of the left again dropping because the left has been able to aggregate to itself greater power via this so-called pandemic. That's what's been going on. And listen, you know, Chuck, you can stop me if I sound like a broken record, but I've discussed on your show before how an inordinate percentage of people who enter politics have personality disorders, they're megalomaniacs, they're power mongers, and they just love controlling other people for the sake of it. And we really have to be wary of people like that because they are unbelievably dangerous. You don't want people such as that anywhere near the reins of power. But unfortunately, that's what we're getting. And I want to continue with this story, but I don't think we have too much time right now before the break, right?
Yeah, I got about 40 seconds. And, you know, the dictator, you know, how all this control and how good are they really doing probably falls right in line with what you also talk about is the mask. How good are these masks, you know? And people are getting wise. There's more people getting wiser because of the fact that, wow, you wear a mask and you're not going to catch anything. Well, guess what? The mask don't stop you from getting COVID. Oh, okay, well, I'll get the shot and then I don't have to worry about it. Oh, well, guess what? The shot doesn't cut. You know, enough is enough. And thank goodness we have people like you that are putting out the truth, Selwyn. Selwyn Duke, D-U-K-E. He's a writer for The New American, and you can read all his excellent articles at selwynduke.com. That's selwynduke.com. You know, if we had time, we could really scare you. You know, I mean, well, if you lived on the Polish border, because we didn't have time to get to that one. Yeah, thousands of Muslims rush Polish border. Military deployed, shots are fired, and nobody was wearing a mask. Okay, Selwyn Duke's going to be right back.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. All great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk. You name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk, and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk, too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Selwyn Duke, selwynduke.com, and a writer for The New American. And so now you got time to run with it. Mask or no mask, Florida, California. Guess we could move in between, right? Then we'd have to support the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, well, never mind.
Well, Texas is not too bad either, but yeah.
I know. So I lived there forever, ever and ever. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. California's coronavirus case rate is twice that of Florida's, despite the fact that Florida does not have all of these onerous coronavirus restrictions. And also point out, I want to, that Florida also, Chuck, has notably greater population density than California does. Now, I know that may be counterintuitive, but I did check out the statistics. Florida is a much smaller state, that's why. So even though California is the most populous state, in excess of 40 million people, nonetheless, the Sunshine State is more densely populated, and that's a factor that actually increases the chances of viral spread. That's why I mention it. So anyone who's going to say, well, yeah, but you can't compare the two states, yeah, you can't. But despite that, Florida is still doing a lot better. And the truth is, as you indicated, these masks that the liberals want people to wear really are not that effective, especially when prescribed at the level of population. Anthony Fauci admitted that himself in a February 5th email that was uncovered when he said that these masks that people get at stores, the cloth ones, are not effective at stopping the viral transmission. And let's give credit where credit is due. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, he actually follows the science. He recognizes this. He said, quote, I will say that from a scientific perspective, even some of these experts now are acknowledging with an aerosolized virus, a piece of cloth is not going to stop the aerosols. So, you know, that's the truth. And by the way, I'll also say, it's not just Florida that's doing better than these lockdown, than these heavily restricted states. It's also a nation that you're not hearing much about in the mainstream media anymore, Sweden. Sweden also, despite the fact that it's a statist land, avoided these onerous China virus restrictions, and it has been doing very, very well, even though it's also a very cold nation where you would expect there to be more coronavirus transmission right now. And that's why, like I said, you're not really hearing the mainstream media talk about it, because that's completely contrary to their narrative, to their COVID porn, as they say, narrative. You know? So The bottom line is, all these restrictions have been terrible. They've cost us a lot. We've seen children who couldn't go to school. We've seen businesses destroyed. We've seen death and illness for other reasons, lockdown-related reasons. Again, we have to stop with this COVID panic porn. We need a rebellion against it, Chuck.
Yep. And you know, Selwyn, when you talk about the mask, and I've always been this way, and I get a lot of flack for being this way, is that I was always comparing it to like the Jewish star, the yellow star, you know, because these governors and whoever, you know, could ride around and say, look at this, look at all those masks, look what we've achieved. We are in control. Yeah, all right. Mm. And I may be well out of it there, but, you know, what can I say? Hey, Selwyn, appreciate it very much, sir, and look forward to next week.
Okay, thank you, Chuck. Same here. God bless.
God bless you. Selwyn Duke, The New American. Go to his website, selwynduke.com. Read all of his excellent articles. Thank you very much, Nick. Thank you for listening. And please remember that absolutely no animals were injured during the production of this program.